ṣe ìtúsílẹ̀ fún wa pátápátá ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí ayé wa kò sí ní àbákan náà mọ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Ti kò lómi nírà ní ìṣòro. Absolute emancipation shall be yours tonight in Jesus' name. By the anointing of the Lord, absolute emancipation shall be yours in Jesus' name. Let's bow down our head for prayer. Our Father and our God, we give our praises, honor, and adoration unto you for the establishment of the revival of the snare is broken. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name for what you have been doing since 3 days ago and the work of perfection you have to do today. Father, glory be to your name. Lord, what the things you want your people to know, for their bondages to be broken totally, for their bondages to be loosed totally, and from them to be free. Lord, open their understanding to thee. The mighty hand of God shall touch your life as you listen to the word. The mighty hand of God for deliverance shall touch your life. The mighty hand of God for emancipation shall touch your life. Here and everywhere the ministration will get you will not be the same. Every might and power against your deliverance is trampled upon. Today you shall praise the Lord. For in Jesus' name, our Lord. If your attention is there, you shout one hallelujah. Once again, you are welcome to the program called The Snare is Broken. I welcome all the fathers in the Lord. The blessings of the Lord shall continually be yours.
Our landlord and landladies ni gbogbo adugo yi.
And I welcome all the landlord and landladies in this area.
Mo gbadura pe afefe ayo afefe ire afefe ipukun ni yo ma fe ni adugo yi.
I pray the breeze of joy, the breeze of peace shall continually blow this community. This community will become more better in Jesus' name. And all the people in control of affairs, I pray the wisdom for success the Lord shall grant unto you. The wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God shall be for you. And the time and after this time of revival we know for good. It is so in Jesus' name. Glory be to the Lord. And today, we are talking about the bondage for possession. The bondage for being in use. Rather, the bondage that you are in use. If you don't forget that you are attentive to the words you have heard, you can see that 3 days ago we discussed about demonic bondage, and the Lord walked through that means. And 2 days ago we talked about the bondage of sin, and God work on it. Yesterday we talked about the bondage of virtue. These are the bondages by which the devil binds. I said in this revival you shall be free. I said you shall be free. The bondages of your life shall break today. And now we are going to table it in another phase. Bondage of being in use. Bondage of being in use. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 21. Verse 1 down to 11, I will read to your hearing. Now that is the reference of the word that reads though. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them here. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say,
the Lord has the need of them. Lord, immediately we send Bobu Eyini Ashe.
And all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey and on a colt. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their cloth on them, and sent him on them. And a very great multitude spread their cloth on the road. Others cut their cloth on and spread them on the road. And the multitude who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this?
Jesus Woli. Latin From Nazareth of Galilee. May the Lord bless you as you listen to the word. The place I read to your hearing. Happened at the full moment Jesus is to confirm the work of salvation of men. Jesus was going into the city of Jerusalem. And to fulfill the course of his assignment. With the cult there, that they will see the donkey that was tied. That was tied with a cult. That they should go and lose him. Observe those statements. That it should be loose. And they should brought it to him. Now when you are losing it, if anyone should ask you that, why is the reason of losing
it?
Respond him, the Lord is in need of
it.
Can I see someone say with courage that the Lord is in need of me? I don't even think they heard what you have said. That you have never heard you. That the Lord is in need for me. Because the Lord is in need of you, then your bondage shall break today. Because the Lord is in need of you. And that was why the Lord sent me to this place. And you are the indwellers I found there. And I'm ready by the anointing of the Lord to deliver the message. Therefore, here and everywhere the ministration you shall get to. Because of the covenant of the
ministry,
the bondage over your life shall lose totally. Now the disciples went down to the village. And they found the donkey that was tied. They loosed it. They brought it down to Jesus. Now Jesus mounted on the donkey. And the donkey was dressed. They covered it with cloth. The beautiful cloth. They were putting shining up things on
his
back. Now Jesus mounted upon it. They designed it. Jesus mounted the donkey onto Jerusalem. And the people began to sing. The women.
Iborun won sile.
They laid down all their clothes. Now the donkey was.
Awon okunrin nsa bi eka igi. Igi olododo. Won sa sile.
Now the donkey was moving over there.
And
all the children were singing.
Hosanna,
they said, Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna,
that Hosanna to God in the highest.
Hosanna, from David.
That Hosanna to the Son of
Hosanna,
David. Hosanna to the
highest.
And all the city were moved. That was why Jesus entered into Jerusalem. Listen. This donkey, he had never been honored like that before. This donkey had never experienced such honorment before. This donkey had never experienced such exaltation. This donkey had never experienced such honor. That was the first time he experienced such. And he had never seen it by accident. It was because Jesus mounted on it that brought the honor. Jesus that brought, that mounted upon it, brings about the honor. It was Jesus that brought, used it, make it to be decorated.
daddy ati mommy.
That are mom.
Ọlọrun fẹ bá wa sọrọ nípa irú kẹtẹkẹtẹ yìí.
The Lord is to talk to us about this kind of donkey.
Ọlọrun fẹ bá wa sọrọ nípa irú kẹtẹkẹtẹ.
The Lord is to speak to us about this donkey.
Kí ló dé tí wọ́n dé?
Why was he tied? Why was he tied? It was tied down.
Wọ́n sọ mọ́lẹ̀.
Tied down.
Èdè mi ìfún sí sọ ni dídè.
Another language for tying down means bondage.
Kí ló dé tí ẹni tó ní dé?
Why did the owner binded he?
Ah?
Answer me.
Kì í ṣe kó ń jalè.
Not that it is stealing.
Ṣùgbọ́n dàbí ẹni pé.
But we could assume that.
Olúwa tó ní kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ tó tún ní ẹni tó ní.
The Lord that owns the donkey and even the owner of the donkey.
Olókàn fi sí ẹni tó ní kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ lọ́kàn pé.
Was the one that dropped into the heart of the owner of the donkey.
Lọ́ọ̀dẹ kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ yẹn.
That go tie that donkey.
Kó mọ̀ bá jẹ́ kó lọ.
So that it will not go without being found.
Torí mo ní ibi ṣe.
Because I'm in need of it.
Ṣé kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ nìkan ló wà ní orí òkè ní ilé tó yìí.
This donkey is not the only donkey in that village. There are many donkeys there. But that certain donkey is the one Jesus was to use. That was the one Jesus was in need of. Therefore you drop into the heart of the owner that go tie down the donkey. So that when I'm in need of it, I will not be searching it. Tie it down. He never knew the reason for tying down. And when the time of the usage has come, the Lord sent for him. Let's go to that village.
You found
a donkey, we have ordered them to be tied down. Go bring him. And if anyone should question you, that why have you
losing?
You said the Lord is in need of
him.
The Lord in need of him. Because the Lord is in need of you. That place that you have today.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ yóò ka
ayé. The hand of the Lord for deliverance shall touch your life.
Ẹ da ìtúsílẹ̀.
And you shall be delivered.
Ayé yóò ní wà bákan náà.
Your life shall not remain the same.
Mo ní ayé yóò ní wà bákan náà.
I said your life shall not remain the same.
Ìdè tó di ayé yín yóò jà kúrò.
The bondage that bind your life shall break away.
Láti mú kí eléyìí ó ṣẹlẹ̀.
And for this to happen.
Kí ni àwọn nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ká ṣe?
What are the things God wants us to do? What are the things they want us to know? Listen. Because I've spoken to you about demonic bondage. It is the devil that binds with that. Even the bondage of sin. The devil binds with that. And these two bondages result into the bondage of
bondages.
And I told you, you can observe yesterday of the 100% of
bondages.
Sin can be said to be the cause of
95%.
Just the remaining 5% can be the bondage of needfulness. And under this battle of bondage, there are some bondage of battles because of their needfulness by God. Perhaps because of you, I'm being told to say this word. I implore you to be attentive with good
diligence
to hear this word of God. Because in it, by the time I ask you to rise to your feet, you shall be free totally. The Lord, the possessor of heaven and earth, the one whose might and power belongs to
him,
shall deliver you totally. Amen.
Amen.
And for you to understand what God wants you to know, we are going to consider this message in 3 points. Under point one, bondage of the covenant of needfulness and the
cause.
Bondage of the covenant of needfulness and the cause.
The reason is rather,
under this point, I will explain the meaning of the covenant of needfulness for you. And I will tell you the reason why God permits so. Under point two, steps to deliverance from the bondage of needfulness. Under this point two, I will discuss the steps to be taken that will give you a quick deliverance from the bondage of needfulness. If the bondage is because God is in need of you, under this point two, you are going to see the secret for deliverance. If it is a bondage of battle, and maybe you come here for the first time, whatever the sort of the bondage, you shall be delivered. And under point three, glorification for the people that surrender their life for the usefulness of God. Glorification. Decoration. Available for the people that surrender their life for the usefulness of God. For the assignment God has for them. Under this point three, I'll try enough to explain. I will give you the example of the coronation that donkey was given.
And
to the celebration and the honorary of the people that surrendered their life for the Lord. Therefore, I speak with faith and assurance that your life shall never remain the same. Fire consume them in
Jesus.
I check on point one. The bondage of the covenant of needfulness and the
covenant.
When we say the bondage of the covenant of needfulness, this bondage, it is a bondage that God allows so that you will be tied down. That tie him down because I'm in need of him. I am to use him. I want to use him. The usefulness of God. And we have it in different types. He's using me in the kind of form now. But he will not use all the people like he's using me. He can use more people even more exalted than me. And he will use some people even like me. He will use other people in different ways. And even other people, there are many different kinds of using. The Lord knew how he's to use every one of us. And the one that God had the plan, I'm going to use him this way. Look at the way he makes use of Abraham. God used Abraham to give us a pattern of faith by which he will save the entire world. And even how he makes use of Joseph. Joseph was used by God to make the world to be free from the famine that could have destroyed the entire world. Look at how he makes use of Moses to deliver the Israelites from the slavery and the captivity of Pharaoh.
Joshua.
Look at how he makes use of Joshua to lead Israelites in the covenant land and to make distribution for them. Look at how he makes use of the prophet differently. Look at how he makes use of Esther. How about his use of Sarah? His usage of Rebecca. Therefore, when we are talking about the usage of God, we have it in different forms, in different types. God wants to use men. There is no one God created that is not desire to use. But when God could see that it seems this one is stubborn a bit, this one will not hear in which way. And then they will say, please and please tie him down for me. The reason why he will say go tie him is so that he will not go astray. If not because of bondage of some people, he might have gone very far. He might have been in Dubai now. He will be enjoying all sorts of life. But God said, tie him down. Help me tie him down. You are in different forms like that. But God said, tie him down. Say, just tie him there. Don't allow him to die. But just tie him. So that I will not be running after him when I'm in need of him. So that it will be at my disposal. The bondage of needfulness and the reason that is what I'm explaining now. There are many of us besides the new convert that we are just giving our life to Jesus from this revival. There are some of us that we have given our life to the Lord. We don't even sin again. We are not doing things that are sinful. Again. For the reason for bondage is the church will go, we are useless there, we are just bench warmers. You say, just let me be like this. I don't want to go forward. Let them continue. When they say prayer, I will say amen. When they say let's pray, shout hallelujah, I'll do that. And when the grace is done, we are going to go back home. Even when they say contribute money, I'll do that. You are saying for me to be useful, God just stay there. Such a person, God will say, go tie him down. Say, tie him down. So that he will not go astray. The reason why some people are under bondage was because it's useless and it's not ready to be useful for God. It is important that maybe you become a chorister and be singing for God. It's not a kind of mixable song the world are singing. Spiritual songs are the genuine songs of the gospel. Many could have been part of the hospital department, many in the prayer band, many evangelists, the soul winners. The Lord gave him the gift, but he does not want to make use of it. Look at that donkey. You can ask me, what has the donkey done to the owner for it to be tied down? He did nothing. But because the Lord is in need of it, the Lord is to mount on it to Jerusalem. That was why he said it should be tied down. Dad, mom, brothers and sisters, maybe you are here there when you listen to me. The Lord reveals to you that you are going to be a preacher like this. I sent you to preach and talk to the people, but you refuses to go. You are very stubborn. That is the reason why you are stagnated. It's not that God does not desire that many people should work, but the reason why the job never prospers, the reason why there is no breakthrough, the reason why you don't have contract again was because you are not ready to be useful for your God. Yes, the Lord is in need of you. Dad and mom, brothers and sisters, I can even tell you, there is no one that is too old for the usefulness of God. No one is too old for the usefulness of God. No one is too big for the usefulness of God. When you are considering yourself as too old, that means you are the leech. When you consider that, as big as I am, will I be the one doing such things? That means you have belittled yourself. I'm speaking to you about the bondage of needfulness. Bondage of needfulness. The position God has placed you should not be an entrance for you to be useful for God. Maybe you are a proprietor or proprietress.
olórí ní àdúgbò.
Maybe you are the landlord chairman.
Bóyá kí olórí ní ìjọba ìpínlẹ̀.
Maybe you are the local government chairman.
Bóyá jẹ́ olórí ní ìjọba ti agbègbè.
Maybe you are the zonal chairman.
Bóyá jẹ́ olórí kan ní ibi ní ilé-iṣẹ́ ńlá.
Maybe you are a chairman in any great company.
Ìyẹn ò yẹ kó di yín lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run ló mú yín débẹ̀, kò yóò di yín lọ́wọ́ láti wúlò fún Ọlọ́run.
That should not hinder you from becoming useful. It's God that takes you there.
Ọlọ́run retí ẹlòmíràn.
God expects many people.
Even ní ọjà kó dé àwọn ìpàdé sílẹ̀.
Even in market places.
Kó máa pe àwọn èèyàn Ọlọ́run síbẹ̀.
To be inviting the people of God there.
Kó dá ìpàdé sílẹ̀ ní ọjà.
To create fellowship there.
Ọlọ́run ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ tó fẹ́ kú ó fẹ́ lò bẹ́ẹ̀.
God wants to use her like that.
Ìpàdé ìpàdé sílẹ̀.
Create fellowship there.
Ọlọ́run fi fún.
God gave her the vision so that you will gather people. Say come. Just 2 hours. Let's hear about God and pray. And invite the people of God to come and speak to us in this market. In place of some people carrying sacrifices there. In place of some people worshipping Ogun there. It was because you that knows God, you refuse. These are the things God saw. That was why he permits bondages in many lives. In his company that he
worked.
Maybe you are a bike rider or tricycle rider in your motor parts.
Àwọn garage fellowship ó yẹ láti Ọlọ́run lè wojú ẹlòmíràn láti dá sílẹ̀.
The Lord is expecting you to create fellowship in that park.
Bóyá fellowship sílẹ̀ ní garage.
That you create fellowship in the park.
Bóyá Friday, bóyá Tuesday, ní ọwọ́ àwọn àkókò ọ̀sán tí ilẹ̀ máa ń dá bí aago mọ́kànlá sí méjìlá.
Maybe at Friday or any day in the period that you are having the chance.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ lo àwọn channel yẹn láti fi bá wọn tí ń mu gbó tí ń mu sìgá.
God
is to use
that channel to encounter the life of smokers and drunkards.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà téèyàn bá kọ̀.
But when you refuse.
Àwa ni kí àwọn ẹni ìbọ̀dé ọyẹ́ bá ń dé.
And then they will say the evil people should tie you down.
Ẹ̀dẹ̀.
Say tie him down.
Ẹ̀dẹ̀.
Tie him down.
Ẹ̀dẹ̀.
Tie him down.
Ìdè ìnífiṣe.
The bondage of needfulness.
Àti ìdí rẹ̀.
And the reason.
Ìdè ìnífiṣe.
The bondage of needfulness. And the reason.
Ọlọ́run ti mọ̀, Jésù Olúwa ti mọ̀.
The Lord knew.
Kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ ìmọ̀ fẹ́ lò.
That I'm to use this donkey.
Ó fi mọ̀ pé bí mo bá dé.
And he knew if it was not tied down, it will go astray. And that is why he commanded the owner to go tie it down. Tie it down. Tie it down. I pray it is well with
Jesus'
name. Now this leads me to point you. Steps to deliverance from the bondage of needfulness. What are the secrets for this deliverance? We've discussed about deliverance from the bondage of
darkness.
God is in use of it. That is why you are in the bondage. This is the secret. Jesus sent his disciples.
Let's
go to that village. You see a donkey that is tied down with a cord. Lose it. If anyone should ask you that, why do you
do
it? Reply
him.
The Lord is in need of it. The Lord is in need of
it.
That means it was tied down because he has a particular usage. And the time has come for his usage. Now what happened? What happened was that?
Wọ́n kọ síbẹ̀ wípé àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn lọ wọ́n sì ṣe bó ti wí.
It was written that the disciples went there and did accordingly.
Kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́.
The donkey, when they got there, it never fight them. It never strike with them. That don't lose me. That leave him alone. It never did that. It never attacked them. It surrendered itself. The same thing tonight as well. The Lord has sent us to this community. The Lord has sent us to Adeyeri community. And even Balogun. To deliver his message for all. Maybe you are the donkey that was tied down.
Because the Lord is in need of you. That is what you are listening to. Will you be stubborn at this time again? If you are stubborn this time again, that means you want to see your left arm. But this is a secret for solution. If you can totally surrender yourself, if you can surrender your life, as a donkey surrender itself to the ministers of Jesus, if you can wholeheartedly surrender your life to the Lord today, surrender your position, surrender your personality, if you are ready to give all your body to the Lord. The Lord has sent us to command deliverance unto your life. That readiness must come from your heart. That Lord, if you can say that wherever you sit down, that Lord, I'm ready to do whatever you have for me. That what you are to use me for, I'm ready to be useful for you. I'm no more struggling myself with you. I'm no more striving with you. I'm ready for your use, O Lord. I'm ready to be useful for you. That among brothers and sisters, it is a great step. Listen to this. A great step. I never knew how far the place you have is. The hand of the Lord is not sure to touch your life wherever you are. Maybe you are binded by the bondage of sickness. Maybe bondage of poverty. Bondage of lack of help. The bondage that is of
needlessness.
Because the Lord is in need of you. If you are ready and decide from your heart, that Lord, I'm ready for whatever you ask me for. It's not all the people that God is in need of them that God will say, drop your jaw. Maybe that is what you are fearing. But the reason why God terminated that work is because you are reluctant to do this assignment. You are only concerned about that jaw. You can surrender yourself with that readiness in your heart for the Lord. That Lord, today, here I am. I am ready. I am ready. You've been to your place of work, your marketplace this morning. And the fellowship was called 5 o'clock in your church. Nothing should have been that due from packing up by 4 and 4:30. Then you get to church some few minutes of 5. Look at the amount of hours you've used for yourself since morning. And for that little house of 5 to 7:30, to give to your Lord. Not that they ask me to come, I'm going there. You are to go with the desire that I'm ready to go. Who will go there and clean the church before anyone comes? You will have prepared all the items to be used. You make provision of the things that will make it easier for the people to worship God. The Lord is looking at you tonight. And then who is ready? In your hand. That Lord, everything you are to use me for, I am ready for your usage. I am ready for
healing.
Deliberate your renderness for the usefulness of God. That is the secret for deliverance in the bondage of needfulness. When the messengers of Jesus got to the place of the donkey, the donkey never struggled with them. The donkey never attacked them. The donkey never strived with them. And the authority God gave to them, they made use of each. And they used to each. They listen.
There are some
people that Jesus will say, lose him and let him go. But the one the Lord is to use,
he
will not say, lose him and let him go. Lose him and bring him to me. Lose him and bring him here. That is the message the Lord has sent to you. To lose you and to make you come to his presence. Because the Lord is in need of you. Not to lose you and be singing
constantly.
Not to lose you and be dancing like a madman. Not to lose you and be doing abnormal things. But to lose you and for you to be useful. To lose you and for you to be a vessel of honor. To lose you and for you to become a vessel of honor in the sight of God. That among brothers and sisters, this is the very time and half. The bondage of the covenant of needfulness. The bondage of the covenant of needfulness. Whatever you have that you listen to him. You even you question yourself now. Since I've got to the world, what has been my usefulness for Lord? Since I claim to believe, what are the impact I took to expand the embassy of God? What was my impact? What has been my impact? And God is in expectation of you. He's in need of you. He's in need of you. That was the reason for the bondage of the life of many. Your issue is not to drink oil. You only drink oil to the next time you become. It's not for you to bath at the river side. What happened was that you need to deliberately surrender the will of your heart, the will of your heart, your motives for the use of God. The very day, the very time, the very hour you can decide that, something will happen in your life. Because the Lord has sent his messenger to that village, that go and loose them. Go to that village, all the people that were by there, go and deliver them. But the secret for deliverance is this. For the people that have the bondage of faithfulness on them, you are ready and you decide in your heart that whatever you are in need of me for, Lord, I'm ready. That what you want to use me for, that Lord, use me for he. That Lord, what you have to use me for, that use me for he, oh Lord. Before my season pass away and my time expires. If you can say it from your heart, that Lord, what you have to use me for, I am ready to do it. That's a secret. Surrender yourself. Don't struggle yourself with God again. Don't strive with the Lord again. There is no one that argues with God and you become profitable by him. You should have become the teacher in your church.
But
you have seen a church member for about 20 years of believing. You should have been a teacher. You are a business person. You are an artisan. You should have been useful also in the house of God. There are children there. Maybe God has designed you as a children teacher. Not that a pastor will be the youth teacher, children teacher, adult teacher, and even the preacher. God has called you under the ministry as well. And that is to bless you. When you do that, no one will tie you down and God will permit you. The bondage of the covenant of
needfulness. Bondage of the covenant of needfulness. When we are discussing everything, all the types of bondage, if we have not discussed this type of bondage, it is not complete. The devil binds with demonic bondage. The devil binds with the bondage of sin. And by that, he also binds with the bondage of
sin.
But under the bondage of battle, the Lord can use the bondage of battle to tie the one that is in
need
of, the people that is in need of. That was what God wants to couple with the deliverance. I'm imploring you before I leave that point. What are the things God has called you to do? Sometimes you can be in the church. You are seeing the lapses of the church. You are seeing the inadequacy of the church. As you saw it, God wants you to fill the void. And then you say,
the
church never care for the children. Where are you?
Oh, my baby.
In Tony, God be ready today without looking at anyone. The one that is to be a minister for God will never look at the countenance of another man. When you are looking at other people, you will be unable to fulfill the assignment. Because when you are ready, some people will hide you down, some people will hiss at you, some people will say maybe you are crazy, all sorts of insults. Therefore, you don't have to look at them. You have your deal with God. The bondage of needfulness. The bondage of needfulness. The bondage of needfulness. The bondage of needfulness. Very amazing to you that if you can decide in your heart now that, Lord, I'm also ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for you. Your sales will change as from tonight. By the time you get to your place of work, you see wonders. You are looking unto God for promotion. That promotion will come. In this world, as it gets expand, God wants his kingdom to expand as well. And the believers are to be used to expand. Even the new covenant, you stand and you will be upright. I repeat, under the anointing of the Lord Jesus, that this word will not be in vain. Your life, you receive your deliverance. Don't struggle with God any longer. You cannot struggle with God and it will profit you. Don't struggle with God any longer. Be ready to surrender for what the Lord has proposed for you. Be ready to do that thing God has for you. Be ready for
heat.
And in that readiness, the bondage shall be moved. And then it says, go and lose it. Bring it here. Bring it here to me. And by that, I check
appointment.
Glorification for the people that surrenders their lives. For the things God needs them to do. The glorification available for the people that surrender their lives. For the things God asks for them to do. Don't be afraid. When God is using you, he cannot use you and pack you aside. He is the devil that will use you in the mad form. God will use you in a good manner. Example is this. The donkey that was brought, as it was brought down, verse 7. The donkey was brought, and the clutch laid their clutch on them and set Jesus on
feet.
Have you ever seen the horse that the king rides on? They will put something on its head. They will also put something on its leg, also on the knee. They have to design it. That's how the donkey was designed. Because of why? Because it surrendered itself for the usefulness of God. If you also can surrender yourself, there's glorification ahead of you. If you can surrender yourself for the usefulness of God, there is celebration for you. If you can surrender yourself for the use of God, there is promotion for you. Listen. This donkey has never experienced such. Even the owner never had such claws. The owner that has it never had such claws. And now it went over it. They laid it over it. Now Jesus mounted on it. If you can allow Jesus to possess your life, if you can allow Jesus to speak from your mouth, if you can permit Jesus to walk through your hands, you can permit Jesus to make some you, I can assuredly tell you that glorification is assured. Ceremony is assured. I can tell you your prayer will answer beyond your expectations. That among brothers and sisters, besides the designing of that donkey, the women were laying down their cloth before the donkey. Now the donkey was walking on the cloth. The donkey walking on the cloth. Because of who? I'm asking you. Because of Jesus on knee. Because Jesus was on knee. The donkey that had been tied before. Now cloths were laid before
it.
Others were cutting down branches of beautiful trees and cutting it down. Now the donkey was walking on them. That among. It's a great joy for me to tell you. There's glorification for the people that surrender themselves for the usefulness of God. There is honor of the celebration for the people that surrender themselves for the use of God. There is promotion for the people that surrender themselves for the use of God. And this is where I'm going to stop each. That is why I'm going to stop it this evening. The bondage of needlessness. What sort of bondage is on you? What are the things happening to you? Since 3 days ago, we have been expatiating since 3 days, 2 days ago, yesterday, and even today. Now we have to pack it up to now. Which one belongs to you? Rise up to your feet. 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 The bondage of needfulness. If you have had the word in that home that you have, maybe you have never not gone going to church because of the bad situations of many churches. Maybe you have gone to some churches to collect all your money, no more transport there again. And that was the reason why you say you are no more going to any church. You are only deceiving yourself. Shall I tell you something? When the schools when the education got destroyed, why don't you say that your children will no longer go to school? You find a better one and enroll your children. The same thing churches as well.
You
cannot say because some church has failed you, you are not going to
go to any church.
You be the one to have a spiritual attentiveness to God, and where do you want me to go? You be attentive to know. Where does God want you to go?
If
that place God wants you to go, you can never regret. Therefore, raise up your hands. If you are ready, tell the Lord that, Lord, I am ready. All the time I've wasted, Lord, forgive me. All the time I've wasted, Lord, forgive me. Many have injured themselves, many have died. Those are the people you have sent to. Tell the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Lord, for the time I've wasted, your treasures have misused. Your precious wealth have misused. Your resources have misused. Begin to tell the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Now you say, Lord, now I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. Say, Lord, I am ready. Say, Lord, I am ready. I'm ready. Say, Lord, yeah, I am. I am ready. For the assignment you have for me. For the usage you have me for. Lord, I'm ready for you. Here I have. Raise your hands and confirm that to the Lord. That Lord, here I have. Here I have, Lord. Here I have. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. For whatever usage you have before me, I am ready. For whatever use you have before, I'm ready, oh Lord. Forgive me all the time I've wasted. Forgive me all the talent I've wasted. Lord, I'm ready for you as from tonight. Lord, save me. Say that. Begin to say it. Begin to say it. This is the prayer of surrenderness. The prayer of readiness for him. In the usefulness of God, God will profit your business. In the usefulness of God, there is blessing, promotion, and celebration. Lift up your hands and tell the Lord, I am ready for you. I am ready for your use. The time I've wasted, Lord, is not over. Forgive me, O Lord. You have made many people to suffer because of your reluctance to the call of God. There are many people God has sent you to that they are suffering. Many young ladies have gone astray because you refuse to be useful for the use of God. The Lord could have used you to save many brothers and sisters, but you refuse to be useful. Raise up your hand now and begin to say it. The people that you have to be used for, are they not dead now? Say, Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Have compassion on me. As the mother have compassion on his children, have compassion on me, O Lord. Have compassion on me, O Lord. Here I have. Make use of me. The Bible says, are you not concerned? Are you not concerned? The way the world is getting more destroyed, are you not concerned? As the people are walking shamelessly, are you not concerned? There is an impact God is expecting you to take to overcome the world.
And now you are just there. Begin to tell the Lord. Don't expect me to say that you don't believe that. But I've been sent to you. Just telling the Lord. You have rejected yourself from the hushing department because you have been corrected. You have left the position of the coordinator because someone disobeyed you. You don't ever know what you have received. You never knew what you received. And you never knew who you are working for. You never knew what you are doing at all. You're supposed to beg you before to go to the, you go to the church. You're supposed to be imploring you before you go to the church. You had better say it and say, Lord, have compassion on me. I'll never do that again. Lord, have compassion on me. Have compassion on me. Have compassion on me. Have compassion on me. Here I am. So,
let God know that you are ready.
Jẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run mọ̀ pé o ti ṣetán.
You are ready for him.
Jẹ́ kí ó mọ̀ pé o ti ṣetán fún òun.
You are ready for him.
Jẹ́ kí ó mọ̀ pé o ti ṣetán fún òun.
Whatever he wants to use you for.
Ohunkóhun tó bá fẹ́ fi ọ́ ṣe.
You are ready.
Sọ fún pé o ti ṣetán.
Let him know.
Jẹ́ kí ó mọ̀.
Let him know.
Jẹ́ kí ó mọ̀.
Tell him.
Sọ fún.
Open your heart widely.
Ṣí ọkàn rẹ.
Open it.
Ṣí ọkàn rẹ.
Declare yourself.
Sọ fún.
Before God.
Níwájú Olúwa.
Tell him that I'm ready for you.
Sọ wípé Olúwa mo ṣetán fún ọ.
For your work.
Fún ọ.
Use me.
Lò mí.
Use me.
Lò mí.
Use me.
Lò mí.
Lord.
Olúwa.
I'm here.
Mo wà níwájú rẹ.
I'm here again.
Olúwa mo ti wá síwájú rẹ báyìí.
Mo ti padà wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
I've come back to your place.
Èmi ni lọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
Here I am at your presence.
Mi ò sá mọ́.
I'm no more fleeing.
Sure.
Say it.
I know, Lord.
That sickness will vanish away.
I know, Lord.
That infirmity will dry.
Mo fi tó fẹ́ kọ bí kíni kòrónà gbọ́.
You are not concerned with coronavirus or whatever.
No.
You are not concerned with that.
No.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kò kàn rárá.
Kúrúkàkà kò ní ṣubúlù ẹ.
Any evil shall not befall you.
Ajẹ̀mú Ọlọ́run fún àwọn ti ẹni
ni. The covenant of God for his people, that is it.
Sọ̀rọ̀.
Tell the Lord.
Sọ̀rọ̀.
Say
it. Bá Ọlọ́run lájà.
Reconcile with God. Reconcile with God. Reconcile with God. Reconcile with the Lord. Reconcile with God. So what can be done with God on earth? So what can be done with God on earth? The Lord. Here I am. Here I am. No more failing you. I will no more disappoint you. I will no more disappoint you. You that you are not giving your life to the Lord.
Then
I give my life to you today. I'm receiving you as my Lord.
And
my Savior. As from tonight.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
For in Jesus' name alone.
Sebige me.
Se amin la.
Baba.
Father.
Ikori ta ti eran wa na la wa yi o.
We are